Hello, listeners. This is Michael Miller, aka Mikey, and welcome back to the Pikey Podcast. Today, we will be talking about the Transcontinental Railroad. I will start explaining that after a short break. Do you hate writing? Are you bad at typing? Then get Grammarly for free. Grammarly can help you with essays for school, home, business, whatever. I use Grammarly, and I never make a mistake now. But try Grammarly for free now. At grammarly.com/tryforfree. Welcome back, listeners. As I said before, today's topic will be the Transcontinental Railroad. Let's not waste any more time. The Transcontinental Railroad was finished in 1869, and it was built by the Union Pacific Railroad Company and the Central Pacific Railroad Company. The two companies met at the Promontory Point in northern Utah. The railroad stretched from California all the way to Nebraska, and it covered almost 2,000 miles of land. Both companies faced many challenges while trying to reach the Promontory Point. They both had to go through the mountains, and they both had to face the Native Americans, who were not very happy about the construction. Then the companies started using Chinese immigrants, who proved themselves to be very hardworking. Approximately 15,000 Chinese immigrants were brought over from China to help build the railroad. The Chinese got paid very little, and they had to work in severe conditions. It was very hot, and then there was a risk of the railroad breaking. Oh no, it looks like we are out of time today. This has been your co-host, Mikey, and I will catch you in the next episode. Peace.